Now, the U.S. Justice Department is known to fight for civil rights. The NAACP is another. Its chapter at Georgetown University has attracted some heat recently. That's because Ellie Gunderson, a white sophomore from Detroit, was just elected president of that chapter. Ellie joins us now. Welcome, Ellie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Question number one, why did you want to become president of the NAACP?
Well, I knew I wanted to be involved with the NAACP as soon as I came to Georgetown because civil rights has always been very important to me. But during high school, I wasn't really aware of NAACP chapters for high school students. Even though there were some, I wasn't aware of them. So once I got onto a college campus that did have a chapter, I immediately got involved. And I didn't initially have the intention of running for president, although I did want to have a place on the executive committee this year. I definitely wanted to be part of the decision making. But then I ended up being nominated for president at the end of last year, so I did accept the nomination and run.
What's been the reaction to you so far from both black and white communities?
Well, the reaction has been different on campus and in the wider DC community and even nationally. On campus, originally some people did ask some questions as to, you know, whether a white individual should be heading the NAACP, but I think it became clear, you know, at the election that people were comfortable with me running the organization because they could see the passion that I had for the issues. Whereas in the wider community, there was a little bit more speculation because people didn't necessarily know me or my background.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were a little bit concerned that I may not be able to fully represent, you know, what the organization stands for. So that's been a lot harder to combat than actual things on campus.
You talked about your passion. Where did that come from?
Well, being raised in a predominantly black community all of my life, I've kind of always been exposed to a lot of the inequalities that African Americans and other minorities face. While, of course, I haven't, you know, directly been discriminated against in that same way, I've observed a lot of these things happening and talking with mostly, you know, African Americans for my whole life, these topics do come up a lot. So it's kind of instilled in me a passion to fight for equality because I've seen how discrimination can adversely affect so many people's lives.
All right, Madam President, how are you going to do that? What's your plan?
Well, so far we focused on a lot of on-campus events to promote good race relations on campus. So from the onset, we've had rallies for the Gina 6 that was in September. And after that, there were kind of some tensions between different racial communities on campus that we wanted to address. So we had a very large forum in October entitled Where Do We Go From Here? Because there had been a lot of kind of dialogue back and forth between these different communities about minorities being represented on Georgetown's campus. So we had a large dialogue about that where people from all different backgrounds came together to discuss how we can all feel more comfortable on Georgetown's campus. So that's something that we've definitely been focusing on. We want to make sure that these problems are addressed at Georgetown, and so then we can go into the greater community and focus on these issues. But we also have dealt with national issues, such as I said before, the Gina 6, and also we've had a individual who was on death row for 7 years. He was wrongfully accused of murder. He was an African-American male, and he came to speak to us about injustices in the justice system. And so we've had a lot of events like that that have kind of focused more so on national issues. So we definitely try to have a mix between things that we can do here at Georgetown, things we can do in the greater community. For example, also a voter registration drive, which we just had last Saturday.
Have you ever been to an NAACP convention?
Yes, actually. Fortunately, the convention was held in Detroit this past summer. So since I was already home for the summer, I was able to go to the convention and see a lot of speakers. And that was an amazing experience. I feel very lucky that I was able to attend that.
Final thing is this. You got an email from Julian Bond congratulating you. What was that like?
That was very exciting. I was definitely very surprised to receive that in my inbox. And it just gave me a lot of hope because being, you know, interviewed by quite a few people about the fact that I'm white and heading an NAACP chapter, I have received some negative comments that, you know, I shouldn't be heading this organization. But to receive an email from the national chairman of the NAACP telling me that I'm doing a good job and that he's proud of me, that just really validated a lot of things for me. Right. So that
I got to cut you off, Madam President. Sorry to do that, but I'm sure you'll be doing that in your meetings. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.